Well, it's time once again for Weekend in Norfolk, except the Weekend in Norfolk this time is the winter edition. And it is coming our way actually pretty soon, as a matter of fact. It comes up the weekend of February 22nd and 23rd throughout Norfolk. And here on Robin Hood Radio, we have Reverend Eric Olson joining us, and also Tom McGowan. Reverend Olson and Tom, welcome to Robin Hood Radio.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you, Marshall. It's great to be here.
So, you know, it's interesting to see how this grows each weekend, and not each year that we follow it along. I remember when it first started out, there was a lot of events. But when I look at your website, by the way, if you folks want more information, their website is weekendinnorfolk.org, weekendinnorfolk.org. Reverend Olson, we'll start off with you. Now, you're both members of the committee, and you both are members of the community. What aspect of Weekend in Norfolk are you involved in, the planning, execution, or both?
Well, I actually am technically not a member of the committee, but I'm one of their biggest fans, without a doubt. It really is a celebration of all things Norfolk, and we work together as a community to coordinate the events so that Saturday through Sunday, all day, we are offering indoor and outdoor activities for all ages. And it's really just a great celebration of this part of the world.
You know, what's interesting, Tom, when I think about Norfolk and I think about wintertime, first of all, I think of this comes just a couple of weeks after the Salisbury Winter Sports Association has their ski jumping events February 7th, 8th, and 9th. A couple weekends later, you now have this. And what's interesting, I think what's become a major anchor of this, just simply because of its location and its winter, is the Norfolk Curling Club. As Norfolk is so associated with winter, like the icebox of Connecticut, but what Weekend in Norfolk, the summer edition, proved is that it's a 12-month-a-year town, especially if you like to recreate.
That's so true. It really is true. There's so much to do in the town. And what Weekend in Norfolk does is really it pulls it all together as much as you can, because there's too much to pull together in one weekend. But there is still so much offered in Weekend in Norfolk, both the summer and the winter editions, that you can come here and really get a taste of everything, literally from dining to music to outdoor activities, cross-country skiing and games. The list is endless. And I've been on the Weekend in Norfolk committee now for several years, and it's pretty exciting to see it grow like it has over these past few years. It's quite unbelievable, and the town literally just comes alive with a huge volume of people.
A winter weekend in Norfolk once again is going to be held on Saturday, February 22nd, and Sunday, February 23rd, throughout Norfolk. Weekendinnorfolk.org for more information. Now, Tom, as a member of the committee, what are your favorite things that happen over the course of the 2 days?
Well, I think the best thing for me is to see all the people in town enjoying the town. We came up here about 25 years ago, and we drove by the green, and I said, we're moving here, period. And we hadn't seen anything or done anything, but there's something everywhere. I think the library, which is one of our most outstanding buildings besides the church, the congregational, well, all the three churches, but is the library and the events that they offer there for all ages. So that's something you don't want to miss if you're into architecture especially. And it's hard to put a finger on anything. You just go from one thing to the next, and most of it's right in walking distance from the center. So you can start out and just go from one thing to another. And, of course, at the church that Eric's pastor of, the chapel next door is a profound architectural building, and the stained glass there was done by William Comfort Tiffany, and it's, in my opinion, it's his finest work in the entire world, and it's right here in our town. So I get very excited about that especially.
So, Eric, let's talk a little bit about the church. I mean, churches are just I consider churches like libraries out here. They are important centers of the community. Let's talk a little bit about the church and how the church gets involved in this.
Sure. We are right on the green, as Tom referenced, and the library, you know, sits on the adjacent edge, and they have countless activities, really a great hub in the community. For Weekend in Norfolk, we really see ourselves as providing space for a variety of events, but also opening our doors to avail people to the Tiffany windows that Tom mentioned. We have a couple different sessions of stained glass window tours. We also, downstairs in the chapel space, we have been hosting for a few months now an award-winning loom room, which has weaving looms in it. And that's actually going to be available from 1 to 4 on Saturday. So if anybody's interested in learning more about that, they're welcome to come by. This year, I'm particularly excited because we have Doug McDevitt is going to be doing 3 sessions on both Saturday and Sunday of fly tying, showing folks the craft of fly tying, and exciting people about the, you know, getting out on our rivers and lakes, which are yet another aspect of the natural beauty of this part of the world.
You know, when I look at some of the schedules, I look at, we're always interested in fundraisers, and you have a fundraiser that is going on for the Bowtell Schools, their sixth grade class, their annual spaghetti dinner is the 21st, from 5:30 to 7:30.
No, absolutely. Another important cornerstone of the community is the school, and they have a very active parent organization and a real vital presence in the community. So supporting the school is critical.
Well, and the Norfolk Curling Club, and I don't know if it's scheduled this way or if it just happens, but they actually also have a Bonspiel event that is coming up that weekend that people can just go see as well.
Yes, that's true, and that's also another exciting event. It's so hard to choose which thing to do first, because if you come to the center of the village, you can walk from the Church of Christ, Battelle Chapel, over to the library, then around the corner and the hub, which is the center right there in the center of town, and the Arcanum Building, which is a beautiful piece of architecture, and then the original National Iron Bank is right next to that, which is a very sweet little building, and then Infinity Hall. And you can do all of that right there in the center on foot, and it's a wonderful place to start the weekend.
And you've got the art and artisans, and just there literally is just so much to talk about that you can't name all the events. We'd be here for almost an hour trying to name all the all the different events that happen. But once again, the website is very easy to get to, folks. It's weekendinnorfolk.org. And when you just scroll down right there on the homepage, you don't even have to click and go anyplace else. They have both the Saturday and Sunday schedules of all the events, the locations. You can even click on the individual events if you want more details about what goes on. And I guess at the end of the weekend in Norfolk, you can kind of close your eyes and think about the weekend in Norfolk that's going to come up in the summertime.
That's a great idea.
Absolutely.
I just think it's another terrific weekend for the wintertime that brings people to our area. Once again, Weekend in Norfolk, going on February 22nd and 23rd on the web, weekendinnorfolk.org. Guys, thanks for joining me today, and have a great weekend in Norfolk that weekend.
Well, thank you, too.
Thanks so much. Appreciate it.